It's the best of the worst. B-movie breakdown. It's the best of the worst. B-movie breakdown. It's the best of the worst. B-movie breakdown. It's the best of the worst. B-movie breakdown.
Flesh to flesh, skin to skin. Tell a secret, die for your sin. A lesson learned in this week's movie on B-Movie Breakdown. I'm Corey.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Gina.
And this is a weekly podcast where we find the humor, enjoyment, low-budget, lesser-known films of the past and present, home of the good, the bad, the what the fuck. Each week's movie will be revealed in the prior episode so you too can join in on the madness. This week might have been a little bit harder to join in on the madness unless you rented it on Amazon Instant Video or were provided with like we were. You can listen to us if you subscribe on iTunes, on our website, bnbpodcast.com, or on Stitcher. You can reach us on our site, on our email, bnbpodcast@gmail.com, on Twitter, @bnbpodcast, or on Facebook. This week's movie was submitted via one of those options by Brian Charles Butt. He submitted this movie for us, The Paperboy from 1994.
Out of obscurity.
Out of obscurity. Seriously, I've never even heard of this movie. I didn't even know it existed.
And Gina thought it was a Lifetime original.
No, but I had seen it before. I just don't... It was like some weird thing in the 90s that happened to me. And then when I saw... like when you showed us the trailer, I was like, holy shit, I've totally seen that. That's that Baywatch lady and that weird screaming kid.
Yeah, she's kind of ugly.
Yeah, she's a super weird looking one, yeah.
Sometimes I was like, yeah, you know. But then sometimes I was like, oh.
In the right lighting, I guess.
Yeah, it's just like...
In the dark.
No. She was like a super off-brand Baywatch babe. Like,
yo, she wasn't like one of the ones where you were like...
I feel like she was going the smart one.
Where you were like watching it and like, you're like, oh yeah, I'm going to beat after this girl.
Or David Hasselhoff.
Oh, well, I mean, some people might be.
Well, she was like his smart assistant one that he always went to. Well, and she was always wearing like a jacket. She was never like...
The girls were getting off on the hot guys and the... Guys were getting off on the hot girls, and then she was just there.
Uh-huh.
There was, like, those couple, like, butch fans of...
She was the admin.
Of Baywatch.
Yeah, butch. It was probably 99% male.
Yeah.
except for those two butch women that watched
I watched Baywatch, but I was, like, 12, so I don't think I knew what was happening.
Yeah. So, unfortunately, she was never in an episode of Baywatch Nights. Well, the second season. I've never seen any of the first season. You don't need to see any of the first season. It's too. The rest of it's too good.
It's a
still on that rant of getting that on DVD one day. It just needs to happen. Or digital format. I'll take anything. It's on YouTube, though. But anyways, besides all that, this week's movie was submitted to us. You can do the same, like I said before, doing all those things. And we'll take your suggestions. This month is October. We kind of started October off a little weird. Not so much horror, because it was our 1 year anniversary. So we did the amazing... Hard Ticket to Hawaii.
Oh my gosh.
It's not always paradise.
It's not.
It's not always paradise. Well, this week we are going full horror with The Paperboy from 1994. This movie started off weird. It had like a weird slow motion intro.
I thought it was a bad copy that I was watching.
So did I.
It was just lagging. But the audio seemed fine, so I just let it run its course.
Yeah, it was just that like very beginning. It was like slow motion, like running through the grass, riding his bike. And I also thought the same thing. I was like, oh great, this file's like fucked, or I can't watch it on what I'm trying to watch it on. I'm gonna have to watch it on my computer or something. Maybe it'll work better there.
I thought what gave me the hint was the very ending of that intro where he was putting the key in the lock and they had an echo effect on the lock unlatching, and I figured it out. But yeah, it was strange.
Yeah, and I don't know why this is one of the first things I noticed, but when the grandma is watching the video. Like, she totally had, like, mom jeans on in the video. She wore them quite a few times in the movie, but I was like, oh,
those are
total
90s
mom jeans. Not the grandma was wearing them, the mom.
Oh, the lady from...
She's Spain. Watching the video of them saying, like, happy birthday or whatever.
Oh, okay, yep, you're right. Mm-hmm.
And they don't even try to hide the fact that he's the one, like, killing people.
Right off the bat.
Like, they mystery. Don't really show his face, but you mean who else is riding around delivering papers?
Yeah, riding his bicycle.
And he kills her with a bag from the paper.
Mm-hmm. Duh.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's pretty damn obvious. And he just fucking smothers this old lady, like...
And yeah, that's part of what I, like, was thinking through this. I'm like, is this really that? This is hard to solve? Or are people just not finding...
Well,
now she has people, to like, come home.
Yeah, like...
savvy 12-year-old boy, outsmarting...
Well, he did have the internet in 1994, so...
Yeah, he did.
I guess.
He was looking that shit up. He knew how to plan it all.
Covering his tracks.
Yeah. His and then, you know, tracks. And I don't even know how old he was... I kept thinking, maybe he's, like, 25 years old, but he just looks really young. And he's just getting away with being, like, this eternal, like, young kid.
I think at one point when the mother that lived next door was berating his father, she mentioned something about him being 12.
Yeah. Oh, well, then it was his birthday coming up because his dad got him... his personalized set of golf clubs.
I wasn't around. Murdered my fucking father if he got me a set of golf clubs for my birthday that he got 20% discount from his work. I don't even golf, Dad.
Well, that he neither did he.
He was just a cool dad.
He was trying to. He didn't know what to do. The mom died, and clearly the kid killed her. He pushed her down the stairs.
So I guess he had an excuse to be off on business all the time.
I still don't really understand, like, how or why he pushed her down the stairs. Like, she beat him? Was that
the
thing?
Yeah, that was
she was abusive.
She was a mean mom.
I mean, look at the family portrait that was in the living room. Creepiest. She looked like a stern woman.
Frown.
Yeah, it was there. I don't know. And where was this movie set? Because she was in New York originally.
Boston. Yeah. She came from Boston.
So were they in, like, somewhere Massachusetts, like Maine?
Was that where she was? Anytown, USA. Yeah. I don't think they ever clarified where she went back to. Yeah, I didn't
know, but she had to come back home.
But she was teaching troubled inner-city kids, so there was a glimmer of hope.
Ever-present in the 90s.
And when she finds out when her mother has passed away, her reaction was, like, the worst... Like, I can't convey it over a podcast, but she was just like, she's dead? And then her face was just like this, like, confusion, like, and then it was going on for too long, and I just didn't understand, like...
Yeah, that was awkward.
I was just like, really, like, I don't know. But the main star, the whole point of the movie is this kid kills the grandma to get the mom and the daughter to come back, and then... He just wants to be part of their family.
He just wants so you a can family.
You can if you really wanted to root for Johnny McFarlane in this movie. The poor kid just wanted a family.
I mean, it would take a quite large stretch on my part to sympathize with him.
No,
he was obnoxious from the get-go.
He's mentally ill.
He was very different to say the least. And He was very creepy. Like, whoever that kid was that played that role, he definitely got the creep on.
Yeah.
Sniffing the panties.
That's why, okay, when you were talking about how old he was, I thought about the panties thing, and I was like, old enough to know that, like, you can gain something from sniffing a panty, or, like, to have that idea in you, like... He was, like, pervy.
Well, yeah. He sprayed perfume on it first.
Oh, yeah, duh. Yeah.
He was probably like, this smells like her, and these touched
her butt. Was it outwardly, like, was it obviously panties, though, or was it, like, lingerie?
Regardless, it was
the 90s, they were probably pretty large panties.
Oh, God,
regardless, it was still, like, some sort of sexy underwear thingy, thank you. Mm-hmm. And, but it reminded me of, this kid was older, but in the movie that we watched previously called The Pit, that kid was very pervy, and he was like an 8-year-old kid.
Oh.
And he kept wanting to see the babysitter, like, naked. Even at one point, he went in her, like, the room she was sleeping in and, like, undid her shirt and just, like, stared at her boobs for, like, a good 30 seconds. So,
maybe,
like, this kid was 8.
Maybe he was weaned too young.
Yeah. Maybe. Who knows?
Well, that's why I was looking up the meaning of the word precocious, because I was going to use it, but that's kind of what it, like, isn't just the, weirdly, like, isn't that mean that you're...
It's super califragilistic.
Whatever. Anyway.
Expialidocious?
Uh-huh.
Forget it. But I just think that's, like, the word where the kid's just, like, something and, off, like, weirdly adult.
Yeah, and as far as the other family goes, what was it? Melissa and her daughter, Cammie, the... her husband and dad or whatever, he just lived in Italy?
Yeah, they got divorced, and Brian. He just decided to just leave the country.
Yep, just went.
Fuck you guys.
Went to Italy, because you're an inner city teacher, so you're fine.
Good luck garnishing my wages.
Yeah, and I love that right off the bat, Johnny comes in the house with their luggage.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Already being creepy.
Where do you want this?
Yeah.
Here you go, ma'am.
And he's
who
like,
the fuck are you, kid?
They're like, oh, who are you? He goes, hi, Melissa. I feel like I already know you.
But you didn't answer my question. Who are you?
Yeah, and then the one lady is like, no, the Eagle Scout has landed. And he's in the backyard, like, pushing the girl on the swing already, waving hi through the window. Like, God, this kid is just...
Creepy,
yeah. There's, like, no redeeming for him. That's why it's just... Like, he reminds me of when you would grow up with kids like that, and then as an adult, like, looking back, because I have friends who are teachers now and stuff, like, that look at kids, and they're just like, the kid's fucking creepy.
Yeah,
and,
you know, grow like, up to be serial killers.
Yeah,
obviously,
totally,
we learned a lesson.
Yeah. Just, it's, I don't know, maybe it's because I watched it when I was younger and felt that way, and now as an adult going back, it's still, like... Like, it's fucking weird.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to have anything.
And he immediately, like, walks outside and joins the little girl's tea party. Had never introduced himself to these little girls.
Ooh, hot chocolate.
And he already knows her name.
Hey, Cammy.
He's like, hey, Cammy. What are you drinking, hot chocolate?
Mm.
You're my little sister forever.
Oh, yeah. God. Yeah, the little sister thing was very creepy. It made me feel really uncomfortable every time he said it. More than the mom stuff. It was just like, you're my little sister. Oh, we're brother and sister.
Well, then,
and then the little girl was going along with it.
And I understand that she was like 6 or 7 years old at most.
Yeah.
But wouldn't a red flag for her be? Because I mean, kids are pretty perceptive. When they were at the funeral parlor,
oh yeah,
and he just tells her how at his mother's funeral he fell asleep in a coffin in the basement.
Oh, yeah.
Like, even as a child, I would nope the fuck out of it.
Okay, yeah. Like, people, I don't know. I feel like it's everybody else's fault if they didn't get, you know, the red flags coming up around this kid. If you're still allowing him in your life.
And for the longest time, you don't even see anything of his family or hear about his family. For a while, I thought he just lived alone.
Yeah.
I thought he was just on his own. Like, he killed his parents. They're dead. But, like,
he's been paying the mortgage. With his paper route.
Yeah. It's a very big paper route, yeah. Okay? He's very large.
It's the Tri-County area.
Yeah. Yeah, and then he immediately, like, starts creeping when they're not home. He takes her brush and, like sniffs it. And then he, like, he puts the baby monitor in the vent.
Yeah, to listen to everything.
To listen in, which pays off hugely later on. Melissa ends up hooking up with her, like, high school, like...
Crush
friend, whatever... And they end up banging in the living room, of all places, just so happened to be where the monitor was. And he flips his shit. He is, like, crying and screaming, no! And, like, banging on the bed and just getting, like, so upset.
Yeah, the voice was, like, definitely the best part of it. Like,
yeah.
His voice was...
No! Yeah. Just, like, and, like, slamming that monitor part on the ground, on the bed, and, like, crying. And I was surprised there wasn't, like, this was brought up actually earlier today, there wasn't just, like, this violent, like, masturbation scene. I was, like, crying and masturbating while listening
so adolescent.
Listening to his mother get banged by Brian.
Lubricating with tears.
Yeah.
And we were talking about the funeral before. I like how he ends up hitching a ride with them. He's gonna, like, ride his bike. The town didn't seem that large, and they made it seem like the funeral home was, like, very far away. And they end up letting him get
in the limo.
Yeah, in the limo. And then that's when he says something about his mother being dead.
Yeah.
Like, she's like, oh.
Whoops.
I'm sorry.
Oh, something. Like,
and then they're looking at the dead body, and he kisses it.
Yeah.
He kisses the grandma. It's like not even his, but he wants it to be his family.
Like,
it was his neighbor for a long time.
Yeah, that he murdered.
But yeah, I was gonna say, did he murder her? murdered her.
And it was like a little a kiss of death.
She was already dead.
It was a kiss of death again.
I think he was just trying to like overcompensate. Like, I didn't murder this lady.
Yeah, she actually kissed him. And she immediately like pulls him back. Yeah. Melissa's
don't,
like,
don't kiss my
like,
mom.
Yeah, don't do that. And then, yeah, when we were talking about before, he shows her the coffins for kids. He's like, oh, these are coffins for kids. Like, okay, yeah. If I was, like, even 6 years old, I'd be like, no. And she kind of does, but then... And then he tells her that secret about the sleeping in the coffins, and then she starts getting freaked, and then he's like, the flesh-to-flesh, skin-to-skin thing. And she questions it to her mother later, like, about secrets, and then she's like, no. And then she just goes back to being his friend. Uh-huh. Like, yeah. No.
Inviting him everywhere.
Yeah.
And then I like when she invites Johnny to a barbecue... And his father, and he's like, my father wouldn't want to come. He wouldn't like this.
Yeah, right.
Like, it's just, and then she ends up ditching the barbecue
to go on the date.
Which I thought was kind of rude on her part. As far as like things go in this movie, the most of the time Johnny is like the asshole, like he's being weird. In that part, she invited the kid over. This is before she knows that he's super creep. She invites super the kid over for a barbecue, and her daughter is also involved in this, thinking her mother's going to have this whole picnic thing planned.
Yeah.
And then she's like, see you guys later, I'm going off with this guy.
Here's your babysitter. This.
Gotta yeah. get fucked.
Yeah. Gotta get the D.
And she's just letting her kid cook on his on her
whatever,
own.
Whatever, that's fine. Brenda, the babysitter,
yeah, but you would
one.
Just let, like, a six-year-old cook on a grill by herself?
It was funny when she was standing over the grill with the tongue, she's like, ooh, that's hot.
Yeah, letting this 12-year-old boy and a six-year-old girl cook the dinner on a charcoal. They got the charcoal going, lighter fluid.
Well, he was an Eagle Scout.
Yeah, he should have known.
I don't
better.
Think he was. I think she just.
He looked the part.
This is true.
Listen, if you can cover up multiple murders on your own, you could cook a fucking hamburger.
You get a badge for that too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Man
it's
up,
true.
Johnny.
But he probably killed his whole entire scout troop too. That's probably where they are.
Yeah. Well, he probably cooked them and ate them. So why doesn't he know how to cook some fucking hamburgers?
Whoa. We don't know that he's a cannibal.
He's a good boy.
Yeah, I mean he kept.
He's a good boy.
He kept his dad in the freezer, but he didn't eat him.
He didn't eat him. He just buried him. It's okay. And then yeah, when Brenda shows up, the babysitter, he's like, "No, it's supposed to be us, the family." Smashes the plate full of hot dogs.
I cried a single tear when I saw those hot dogs put to death.
Oh my god.
That was his second murder. He killed those hot dogs and that plate.
I forgot that, like, I completely forgot that there were boobs. I was trying to remember so hard because, like, when he saw her boobs, when the boyfriend, like, Brenda's babe, the babysitter or whatever, isn't that later, like, he comes back to the house or something?
No.
Johnny?
Like, when does Brenda's boyfriend come in?
He sees her originally in the very beginning of the movie.
Yeah, he drops her off.
He drops her off and she climbs up and he sees her and he says, I couldn't understand what he said, but then obviously her name was Brenda, but I wrote down Bad Braden because I couldn't understand what he said. He's like, Bad Braden. And then then she gave him the finger and she went in her window. That's how he knew that she always climbed up.
Oh,
okay.
For later
they had
on.
The,
foreshadowing.
The long antenna.
Yeah.
Attached
I remember.
To the house and she would climb it up like a ladder.
But that was when I was like, were there boobs when I saw this
no.
when I was little?
Oh, well, maybe you saw it on,
not
like,
on Lifetime.
USA
yeah.
or
like,
something
like
that. Like,
I don't know where the fuck I watched this.
Yeah, so when they're making out, her shirt comes off. But then, before that, he goes in back to his house, runs upstairs, grabs the baseball bat, and just starts wailing away on his bed and crying and screaming. I was like, God, this kid is fucking
He's
crazy.
So angsty.
He wasn't even like...
Why didn't you just listen to some punk rock?
Like in a lot of these killer kid movies, they're always very subtle, and he was at times, but for the most part, he just just lashed out, like,
he
every 2 seconds.
Calculated, yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't like, you know, oh, we're sly, we're getting away with these things, and he was getting away with them, but then he was just, like, acting so crazy.
He was definitely a psychopath.
Like,
and then he types up that letter on his computer to Melissa, like... I'm so sorry. I'll promise to be a
good boy.
Yeah. And he types it up on his computer and he goes to deliver it to her. And that's when he sees them making out and the boobs and then they, like, freak out.
Well, the best part of that whole scene was when she put her shirt on and ran outside to yell at him. And she told her boyfriend to go get him. And he said, you deal with it. I want a beer. And he just left her outside.
Yeah, and then he runs into Brenda the next day. after Brenda had told on Johnny, and he sees her telling, and he runs up to her and is like, "Shut up!" Or maybe he doesn't tell her this. He just says it to himself.
No, the mom asks him.
No, this is before the mom asks him. He goes, "Shut up!" He's watching them through the telescope. That's what he's
like.
Yeah.
He goes, okay.
"Shut up! You'll ruin everything!"
Yes, okay.
And then she asks Johnny about Brenda, and he goes, she's what? Like, "You snooping?" And he immediately just goes, "Brenda's a liar!"
I didn't say anything about Brenda.
And then he's just like, later. And Brenda sprays him with the hose, now. Too. And then he's like,
"Oh, yeah, like, wings the fuck out."
That's what got her murdered.
Yeah, the spray with the hose.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's, like, the raging, like, angsty, like, terrifying version of, like... Well, because I always was obsessed when I was younger with the Bad Seed. And, like, the girl in that's, like, super creepy for sure, mm-hmm. but, like, she's very calculated. Yeah.
And it's, like, the pit and
it's, like,
bloody,
under the surface.
Bloody Birthday and The Good Son mm-hmm. and things like that. They're always very, like...
I feel like traditionally killer kids are, like, "I got this. Like, I am a stone cold. Like, I'm a killer."
Maybe this was the more accurate version. Like,
maybe,
this is how
I
a kid
so.
Would act. Just like a fucking crazy person.
Yeah.
And not know... What
especially
the,
around that time in his life when he's obviously going through puberty.
Yeah.
So he's
and
got
his
all
mother,
that testosterone.
And he killed
his
mom,
his
and his dad's always gone.
Yeah.
Selling golf clubs.
He's on a death spiral.
Selling golf clubs. And yeah, and then when Brenda falls off the thing that he clearly like undid the with the screwdriver, he goes up to Melissa and her friend and goes, "Hear about Brenda? She's gonna be paraplegic from now on."
She broke her neck.
Like, and then
so nonchalant.
And then
but...
he just rides away. Like, and they're both just stare at each other. Like,
I like to picture him riding away and whistling a tune afterwards.
He probably did.
And I also love when he was cutting the grass at 6 a.m. too. The next day after that.
Like, "Hey,
do you want me to come back later and finish it?"
Yeah.
It almost reminded me of if this was a prequel to the Cable Guy.
Oh my god.
Like, it's that level of, like, creepiness and, like, how he wants that acceptance so bad. That's like, in the Cable Guy, he's like, "So should I just come back later? Or is this, like..."
Well, maybe Jim Carrey realized that murder wasn't the best way to make friends.
Yeah.
My family. Or get a family.
Yeah, or he did.
I don't know if I want Matthew Broderick in my family.
He didn't have a family, though. His babysitter was the TV.
Yeah.
Because at the end he's like, "I gotta kill the babysitter."
It's been forever since I've seen that. Forever.
I like that movie. Everybody, for a while, like, shit on it. Simpsons, I remember, like, they were at Planet Hollywood and the script was there and Homer steps on it. He's like, "Ruined Jim Carrey's career." And I was always like, I like that movie. And it's dark and weird, but I always thought it was funny.
Yeah, I think I don't remember. Like, as a kid, I think I was like, "This made me feel weird things." Because
it's like a movie
and
that
I never watched it again.
Like, would be somebody who would be a killer, but he doesn't kill anybody. He's just weird.
A creep,
it
yeah.
It did make me want to go to Medieval Times.
Yeah, there you go. But you don't get to battle like they did, so you get disappointed when you go there, and you just have to eat chicken with
turkey. Turkey legs.
No, it's like they give you Cornish hens.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They don't give you turkey leg?
No, they give you Cornish hens. I'm like... 99% sure.
That's dumb. They're cheap now. I thought they used to give you those.
Yeah.
Like Renaissance fair style.
Nope, it's like they give you like... So it looks like you're eating like a whole chicken. Like it's just a Cornish hen.
Is it stuffed at least?
I think it's just rotisserie.
Give us that menu now!
And you gotta eat it with your hands.
I'm disappointed right now.
Because I remember in Cable Guy, Jeanine Garofalo's the waitress and she's like... He wants a fork and she's like... She's like, "You have to eat with your hands. There were no utensils in Medieval Times because there were no utensils in Medieval Times." And he's like, "Oh, but they had Pepsi."
I forgot about that.
Logic burn.
Yep. But I don't even know where we were going with that. How that he was just creepy and, oh, the cutting the grass, should I come back thing. Yeah, and then he runs home and he's like, "Dumb boy, God hates stupid children," and just banging his head against the wall. I just love that. God hates stupid children. And this movie did have this weird religious aspect to it.
Yeah.
His mom a very strict Christian.
And then he was talking about it a few times, and it was just... Yeah, it was kind of weird. Like, it had this little Christian... Like, this little Christianity...
Like, morality, please.
Morality thing in it. Yeah, it was just... To, like, justify his... His, like, I don't know.
Oh, he's whacked up because religion.
It wasn't even that. It was
not just to justify his killings.
The dark and the light within his character, because he was obviously a psychopath.
Yeah.
But then he had all this morality pushed upon him as a child, so he was just conflicted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I liked when he was taking selfies, too.
Oh, my God. I did say
the Polaroid selfie.
I said to Ryan, I was like, the OG selfie!
Yeah, Polaroid. But he was taking them to cut out pictures and glue them into family pictures. Because she's like, where did that one photo album go? And he had it.
At what point do you, like...
He's like...
Pre-cell phone, pre-Photoshop.
And
That's how
it was just
done.
Straight up fucking
this
cut
kid,
it out and tape it on.
This kid was on top of everything. Like the fucking... Early internet, he was early selfies, he was early Photoshop.
I heard he was also the CEO of Google.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, in jail.
And that's, you know what?
He did
that's
it, all, for,
I
did it
always,
all from jail.
I said the technology is making everyone sociopaths, so maybe this was like a first taste of what was to come.
Damn. If only we could have seen it sooner.
Yeah. God damn it.
Well, we should have known Johnny McFarley was the end-all, be-all to technology.
Johnny McFarley.
Yeah, Johnny.
And, like, that weird, like, what is the haircut? Like, not, like, Opie, not, but, like, Howdy Doody, like, that weird, like, side.
Yeah. How do you say? That would be a good description.
I don't
Howdy
know.
Doody, what a pull.
Like,
damn. We're pulling it out of the bag tonight.
We're going really, we're reaching far back. Howdy Doody
my
references.
Family, my mom and dad always used to reference Howdy Doody. They're old
my
as hell.
My
so.
Mom and dad did too. Like, my grandma, like, loved Howdy Doody. So it was like,
But yeah, there's like some weird, like, side, like, the part is at the side.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I don't know. He just looks like a shit-eating kid in the 90s that I was always like, hell no, like, something is wrong with you.
Yeah, he did have those sweet, straight, like, jeans. With the cuff.
Yep.
Rock and roll
oh
chucks.
My god.
And then Cammy ends up catching him at one point, cutting up the pictures, and she's like, are those pictures of me and my mom?
I'm making a birthday present.
Yeah, I'm making a gift for you guys. Okay. I'll go with you on your collections. I'll ride in the basket on the back. Yeah. And we go to the old lady's house, and she kept talking about the Mark of Cain. But at first, I thought she said Mog. So I was like, what the fuck's the Mog of Cain?
Is that old lady from Seinfeld? Which
Mrs.
one?
Mrs. Rosenthal.
Yeah.
Rosenberg. I don't know.
It Rosemont. I have it written down. Yeah, Mrs. Rosemont. She
Why
was,
did I automatically go the Jew
Jewish,
route?
Yeah.
She might have been on Seinfeld a couple times. I don't know, but I always
like,
remember
Soul
her.
By Rye lady.
Yes, the bread. Yeah, it might be her. But I always remember she's in Happy Gilmore. She's his she's his grandma.
Oh yeah.
So that's like that's the only like thing I had to that. But then and then there's a little bit after that is when they're in the house upstairs and he's over uninvited like many times and he's like, go ahead, touch it, and then Cammy goes, ew, it's icky, and he goes, it's okay to put your hand on it.
Yeah, I thought it was like, weird that they went that route, too.
Yeah,
I think
and Melissa immediately thinks it's, like, penis touching and it's turtle touching instead.
Johnny bought him from the mall!
I like turtles. Yeah, this kid has so... Well, he ends up using his dad's credit card. How he remembered it, I don't know. He's like, oh, yes, Mr. McFarley. I'll use my credit card, Mr. McFarley. Like, talking to himself and, like, as his dad. That was really creepy when he's on Ethermole online.
Oh, my God.
It was like an AOL portal...
Yeah.
That was like Ethermole online. It was like, click.
Running that Windows 3.1.
Seriously. Yeah, and then he buys them those gifts and the ear... He buys her the like these like necklace and she goes, oh, it's one of a kind. But then he goes something like, oh, there's not diamonds in it, but it's still nice. Like, how is it one of a kind?
Yeah.
He bought it off the internet. And how did he get there so quickly?
Nobody lies on the internet.
He did that, like... Like, how did she know? She didn't cover
it. Oh,
he bought it from
you.
Someone's Etsy store.
Ripped it off a dead person's neck. It's one of a kind.
Yeah. And he's like, I'd do anything to make you happy. And like it was almost like sexual with him and her.
Yeah,
but
it
like
was.
Not.
Well, there was always like that Oedipal. Is it like Oedipal? The Oedipus complexes with the mom, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. There was like that weird thing where like I don't have a mom. I want to fuck my mom. Or like you know like what's
well,
going
he did
on?
He did kill his father.
Yeah.
Well, he killed his mother as well.
Yeah.
I
want to kill my parents and fuck someone else's mom.
Yeah.
But I want her to also be my mom.
Yeah. Yeah. But he didn't stab his eyes out with a brooch, so...
He took it to a whole nother level.
He did take way. It
to... But one of my favorite parts is when he goes to invite himself to pizza.
You guys got room for one more?
It's clearly a two-person car in the first place, so they're already over capacity when they have three. And he pulls it, like, speeds up on his bike, skids out.
And he's already dressed to go out.
Yeah. Well, he's listening in on the conversation about...
This is true.
Going to get pizza.
I better put on my best bow tie.
Oh, shit, I'm in. Pizza. Yeah.
And he's just like, yeah, room for one more? And then Brian's like, no. No.
With his sweet sweater vest? What the hell was he wearing?
Yeah, some 90s, like, Tommy Hilfiger outfit or something.
Yeah.
But honestly, they had no more room. He was being honest. Like, he wasn't even being a dick. He was just like, we don't have room. He was kind of saying it in a dick way, but he was also telling the truth.
There were only two seats.
We're over capacity.
And we've got a kid sitting on a lap.
I just kept thinking, like, maybe it's just that I'm not into kids. Like, I can't relate. But, like, at this, any given point in this movie, I'd be like, listen, kid, fuck the fuck off.
He was, the Brian guy was, he was the only smart one.
Yeah, right? Like, something is weird. Get away from me. And Melissa,
the reason she wasn't, though, was because she worked with inner city kids, so she felt she could change.
Troubled youth.
She felt she could change troubled youth. So that was, like, her perspective of, like, she kept, like, slowly finding out he was creepy and, like, trying to be nice to him because of his situation he was in. But it just got to a point where she just couldn't do it anymore. And then I like when he went to the pizza place and, like, watched them eat.
Yeah.
And then he went home and ate dinner, like hot dogs, and had the video playing of them at the barbecue. And he's talking to it. That was... If there was a super psycho creepy moment in this movie, like, that topped them all, that might be it.
Yeah. Well, and the fact that he was... speaking over his own voice recorded on the video, you know, as if he was actually having a conversation with the daughter, makes you realize that he probably watched this 100 fucking times. He had the video memorized.
Yeah, and I would literally, what I wrote down during that part was, wow. Just, wow. Like, this kid is seriously, like, this is some, like, next level craziness.
Mm-hmm.
This is, like, beyond Patrick Bateman. Like, this is, like, you're getting, like, some deep, like, sick stuff.
Something's wrong.
Like, this...
Well, I knew in that scene, like, if I didn't realize it already, that he was sick, is when they revealed that he was speaking to the television, is when he put his hot dog down, and he said, "What's a hot dog without ketchup?" And it made me cringe, because you never put ketchup on a fucking hot dog.
Gotta psycho. Have that.
In a lot of parts, they do. In. It's a Chicago thing, so we can...
get over the ketchup.
We can forgive them for that part.
I will not.
But, yeah, he's just a next level creepiness. And even his dad seemed terrified of him. When he pulls up and then Melissa's talking to his dad, he seemed very frightened to even discuss... Any part of the boy's life, or
give him some golf clubs, he should be fine.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and then the kid just beats him with the fucking golf. Yeah,
little do you know
he's
going to beat you to death with a golf club.
Yeah, and then he's like, "We're gonna have a new life in California." He goes, "I already have a new life!" And, like, smacks him over the fucking head. And then he starts digging a grave in the basement.
Yeah.
Like, a la John Wayne Gacy.
Yeah, like, their basement, alright, already had the dirt ready to go. Like, he didn't have to, like, you know, bust up the concrete or anything down there. Already dirt basement.
Alright,
just
here
digging,
you go.
Violently digging, just like, just so unbelievable. It was just...
But he brought the baby monitor down with him, so he could still listen to his neighbor's conversations while digging a shallow grave.
Oh, yeah, while digging
the
entire time. And that's when he really went off, when he heard them, like, having sex, and then he went in a bit... cried and freaked out and wanted to fucking dig some more. And then I like when he even, when Melissa went to Mrs. Rosamond's house and she left the paper on the top of her car, like, "I know you were here."
Yeah,
like, this
yeah,
"I
yeah.
know you were here" sentiment. And then she gets home and then she's like, "Oh, where were you?" And he's like, "Oh," she's like, "I was just out." And he's like, "Thou shalt not lie. It's in the commandments." Like, that's what I mean, these, like, weird, like, little, like, Jesus-y moments.
Mm-hmm. Is that even one of the Ten Commandments?
Yeah, I think it is.
I'm Catholic, so I mean, I have...
so I have no idea.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, I have a reprieve from having to know for sure. I can just say, yeah,
I think so. I don't think lying is in there.
I'm pretty sure thou shalt not lie. I don't think you should lie.
God doesn't like that, though, so I'm pretty sure you shouldn't.
I feel like I remember that from George Carlin when he, like, when he takes the Ten Commandments and knocks them down to two. It's the ninth commandment.
Oh, there you go.
Thou shalt not lie.
Number nine, classic. Oh, I don't remember.
Classic number nine.
It's the second to last. It must have been really fucking important.
Yeah, I guess.
Don't lie.
Well, wouldn't number one be the most important?
Yeah.
And then I like when he finds out that Melissa wants to put him in a foster home. And then he really, like, loses it. He's like, that's when he's like, leave my family alone! And, like, whose family is he talking about now? Because she's part of his family. But then she's trying to ruin it, so he's telling her to not ruin her own family with him. Whoa. Shit. Just spilled beer.
Thou shalt not spill beer
that I just spilled on the thing. I'll get it. I mean, it's fine. And yeah, and it's just... The kid just starts going crazy, and he starts riding around on his bike with a baseball bat.
Yeah.
And just starts getting, like, really ridiculous. And this is when he hides Mrs. Rosemont's inhaler, and then proceeds to beat her dog with a baseball bat, which ends up not being her dog.
Yeah.
But I was
It was the rack of ribs chilling on top of his father in the deep freezer.
But at first I was like, oh my god, they're showing this kid's beating a dog with a baseball bat.
In like a pillowcase.
In a pillowcase.
Yeah,
like, this movie's really going there. And then, okay, it's not. It's just a bloody pillowcase now, and the dog's downstairs eating food. And
here I am.
Yeah, I have. And one of the most frustrating parts for me and Ryan were discussing this earlier today, is when he knocks out Brian with the baseball bat. And instead of just bashing his head in more and killing him...
He decides to light him on fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I guess maybe he's just getting, like, really just that sick.
Yeah.
You know, just like, I wrote down, he decides to fucking light him on fire.
Just fucking why burn not? Him. Whatever.
Brian ends up escaping the giant, massive explosion that, like, took, like, half their budget, because this movie was apparently only filmed in 25 days.
Oh, wow. Jesus.
I've had shits longer than that.
I mean, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, and then Johnny ends up kidnapping Cammy, and Melissa finds the shrine to her family.
Yeah.
Which, that was a really, like, crazy moment, just, like, that weird... And then she almost does that, like... It reminded me of Friday the 13th, Part 2, which is a weird, I guess, I don't know, weird poll, but where, like, the girl in Friday the 13th Part 2 starts pretending to be Jason's mom to, like, trick him.
Mm-hmm.
And then she starts doing that to Johnny in this, pretending to be, like, play along with the mom.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Saying, like, oh, okay, yes, mom, I'm your mom, and, like, yeah. But she didn't do that for very long.
Well, ruined it by saying, I never loved you.
Yeah, she's like, I never loved you, and then he's just like, he just starts burying her alive.
Yeah, I remember that.
And, like, how could she not get out of there? Because dirt was being thrown in her face?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No.
I mean, it's not a solid surface. Like, I'm sure her hand was slipping.
The kid does not have a gun.
No.
He's not strong.
She hits him in the face with a shovel. Okay, and then when she escapes, gets out the window, she's running with her daughter in her arms. Was that a dummy?
Oh, I didn't see.
Because the girl's voice just sounded like it was... Like
dubbed in.
Weird dub. Like ADR, or like this, like, oh no, mommy! Mommy! Okay, mommy! And like the head was just like bouncing. And I was just like, is this? Because they never showed her face when she was running with her until she fell. And then she rolled over, and then it was her.
There's no room in the budget for fucking, you know, liability.
Yeah, they can't let little kids just die when people are running with them. And then the cops show up. And Johnny and me, and I was kind of tricked too by the ending. I didn't think Brian was going to be there. Well, I kind of did because I saw him survive.
Yeah, he escaped.
So I don't know. For some reason, I thought they just showed up because the neighbors might have called.
Yeah.
Yeah, these people aren't shit.
And then
the
I thought maybe
up.
His little trick was going to work until Brian showed up. I didn't know, think he was going to be with the police.
He got out of the police. Where
he's like,
sweet sweater vest.
He's like, no, this lady's crazy. She's trying to be my mom.
She thinks she's my mom.
And then Brian gets out, and it's just that, oh, fuck moment.
Yeah.
And then he gets arrested and starts screaming just obscene, just ridiculous things.
I know my rights! I know my rights was my favorite.
I know my rights! Tell me I'm good! Tell them I'm good!
Yeah, tell them I'm good.
I'm gonna talk to a lawyer!
Yeah.
This kid's smart. See, he's on the internet. The
internet.
He's all knows all about this
shit. I know my rights!
I know
He asks Jeeves.
And he's like, faces up against, like, the window. I know my rights!
Oh my god.
Yeah, and then it goes to black, and it's still him screaming about his rights and lawyers. Ranting and raving. Like that. And I like how it said for the people in the movie, it said the players.
The players, yeah, I remember
like,
that.
You know, like, not like
a like story. Like some profound fucking...
Starring or something. The players.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus, yeah. Canadians.
Yeah. But one thing I really wanted from this movie that we clearly do not have is a sequel.
Oh,
I think this movie could have been a legitimate franchise. Yeah, he
definitely comes back like a hardcore stalker.
Like, they've made franchises out of, like, some shit-tastic things. Yeah. They did not need franchises. Pumpkinhead, that was kind of a one-off thing. I've never seen the sequels. I don't really understand how they... The legend just continues, I guess. I don't know. But there's plenty of things that, like, you just didn't need a franchise of.
Yeah.
And I think this could have been... You could have got, like, 4 movies out of this.
Yeah.
Like the second one, like, just the revenge of Johnny gets out of prison. Or I was... another subtitle that I came up with was The Paperboy 2 Collection Day.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I did like that one.
Wow.
Or, like, a Deadly Headline or something like that. Or
what was the tagline for the movie, this movie?
He's the bad news. But that wasn't, like, the subtitle or anything. It was just the tagline.
The tagline, yeah.
Yeah, but they could have made, like, another one. He gets out of jail. He goes after Brian and Melissa.
Yeah.
And...
Well, like, Cammy,
he gets, like, they think they kill him or something, but he's not dead. Then he, like, hides out for a long time. Then he's, like, an older... Like 20s.
Yeah, but then he's like an adult, and then it's just like regular.
But he's still wearing the same clothes.
Yeah, yeah, probably.
But he's still wearing the same clothes, and he still has that child mentality, and he just wants that family. And then maybe like he ends up killing Melissa or something, and then like the fourth one could be Cammy and her family, and he's like.
And then they can do a joint movie with Michael Myers in it because they're both in search of their families. And
even Michael Myers isn't like annoying. I guess to the people that are being killed and chased by him, he is.
You're really bothering me right now.
But he's not, like, yelling things at people.
Well, I think you guys have a pitch on your hands, then, I guess.
Yeah, I'm just going to remake The Paperboy. Like, people might confuse it with that one that Nicole Kidman...
Zac Efron
or the key one.
Or the NES game.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
That too. We'll have elements of the NES game in the movie.
The entire soundtrack.
We'll remake The Paperboy. We'll have a pee scene in it to, like...
Just bring all
so then people
together.
Can be like, oh, that movie where the pee happens.
Is it this
and then
one
they,
or
they
that?
And won't know which pee.
But it has to have
what
a MIDI soundtrack.
What paperboy are you talking about?
Oh yeah,
yeah. There you go. The ultimate paperboy homage to all of the paperboy movies.
Mm. Yeah, right. But Johnny McFarlane will just redo it in a modern time. He has full capabilities of the internet now. Amazon, the possibilities are endless for gifts. Groupon. He'd be like, I got this off Groupon.
Oh, my God.
He can even check their Amazon wish list, so he knows exactly what to get them.
Yeah.
There we go. He can be, like, stalking them on Facebook, like, why didn't you accept my friend request yet?
It's been 5 minutes!
He adds them as his family on Facebook.
He has Photoshop now.
He's on Twitter tweeting about his route and how glad he is about his family. Instagramming selfies with
and the
family
whole movie
in the background.
Is complaining about print media dying.
Yes! Yes! It's so perfect. It's so... My route is getting smaller!
Stay away from my deliveries!
Yeah. This Mexican guy's driving around in a van at 3 a.m.
Oh, man.
Why can't I ride my bike?
Because you're 30, Johnny.
Yeah. It's true, though. Like, I watched Stalked, which is one of those, like, Discovery shows. And that is, like, people that stalk are hardcore. He would totally... Johnny's totally a prototypical freak stalk.
He can even,
come
like,
back for more.
Ad on Craigslist.
Some people that are stalked are stalked for, like, 20 years.
Male-seeking family.
Yeah.
M-M-M-F, but then it's not the female. He doesn't understand that it's not... That it's female. He just thinks that it's man that wants family.
Oh, man.
You can go so many places with a remake. Remake.
That's evidently.
What I mean. That's what I mean. They always remake all these movies that we loved. Let's remake a movie that nobody remembers.
That nobody even knew, yeah.
I mean, I'm sure we could get a higher budget by scraping change from under the couch cushions.
Yeah, and we can even make a Kickstarter. All the 22 people that left reviews on IMDb, they'll back it. Brian, who suggested the movie, he would back it. He could even film some of it for us or
direct
it for
is.
Us. Brian is a film major at Columbia, so.
What's Johnny doing? I mean, like, where's Johnny now?
Where
is Johnny now? I like some of the reviews, though.
Johnny.
This person, the greatest thriller of all time.
Whoa!
I like how they're,
we're getting ahead of ourselves.
Their email address they listed here for their, or well, maybe that's just their IMDb username, is caffeine@mindrape.org.
Whoa!
From Melbourne, Australia.
It's a non-profit.
Wow.
Yeah, it says, this film is fantastic. It has it all. A crazy child, a badly dressed school teacher, and gratuitous Chuck Taylor footage.
Fuck yeah.
From the beginning, I knew it struck gold with this gem. Mark Marutt is amazing as the Looney Tune Johnny. And the scene where he says bow wow before bashing a dog to death is truly horrific. Oh. Well done, Mark. You're a great actor. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Actually, the Looney Tune thing makes me... never mind. His name was not John. It was Jim. Never mind. In the Punisher Warzone, the one guy's name was Looney Bin Jim. But I thought it was John at first. I
guess. Way to go.
Yeah, I fucking ruined it on that one. But let's see what good old Mark Marutt, Marutt.
Yeah, Marutt.
So he's only been in, he's been in quite a few things. A lot of TV series, a movie called I'll Never Get to Heaven.
I'll never get to heaven! I'm a stupid boy!
He was, his biggest thing, he seemed to be, he was in a TV movie called Tech War. Tech Lords, and then Tech War, Tech Justice.
Oh my god. What?
And he was in Kung Fu, The Legend Continues at one point. He was a demon. Oh, maybe that's the name of the episode. The Demons. Yeah.
He was a demon.
He was on a show, some TV series, Avonlea?
Wait, what? Avonlea was... Yes, okay, Avonlea is totally, that's crazy.
Oh, this was on Disney Channel, right?
Yeah, well, it was like, you know, what's the one everyone's obsessed with now? What's the one everyone's obsessed with now that's like...
Oh, we gotta find the Goosebumps episode he's in and watch that episode. He's in Goosebumps, Welcome to Deadhouse Parts 1 and 2. He plays the character Ray.
Welcome to Deadhouse.
What's the one everyone's obsessed with?
On what?
That's like Avonlea.
I don't think he has
a big role, but we definitely gotta watch this episode of Goosebumps.
What one is it? Welcome to Deadhouse?
Yeah.
Part 1 and 2, Gino.
Yeah. God. And then he was
That got a sequel and the Paperboy didn't?
He was... Most recent, his role was in 2004, True Crimes, the First 72 Hours, and it was an episode titled Loch Ness Monster. His character was Paul W.
P-dubs.
P-dubs. God damn it.
Oh my
God. He has just a lot of... He was in a Toronto production of Les Mis. Somebody on his thing said, Mark Marutt, where are you?
Oh, snap.
He did a good job in The Paperboy. He made the audiences hate him. I guess that's the price you pay when you're a good actor.
Or just you are a kid.
And people are saying, Mark, I love you.
Whoa, this Paperboy thing.
He needs to return to movies and star in Indiana Jones 4.
That guy had some pretty specific plans.
Maybe they wanted him instead of Shia LaBeouf. I don't know.
Maybe when you, you appealed
to... That was in 2007 that was posted, so... I don't know. Yeah, people have been trying to find him. It seems impossible. If you look him up, only pictures come up from the Paperboy. This person said they need to talk to him. I can't find him. He owes me
$10.
I need to talk to him.
He hasn't delivered my paper in months. It's always... somebody said, I saw in one of the other message threads that Mark has a Facebook page. I looked for it, and it is a fan page he created to let fans know what he is up to.
To let fans know to fuck off.
He's been mostly doing commercials right now, but is trying to get more roles. As of October 12th, 2012, the fan page only has 29 likes. there's a link to it. I am liking
that
page.
You're going to be the 30th.
I'm going to be number
30. But that was a year old.
That was a year old. Who knows how many likes he has now.
33.
It's almost like we watched this movie... Oh, shit. It was some, like, parody. It was, like, an early horror parody movie. Like, maybe even predated Airplane. And, oh, fuck. I can't remember what it was called. Anyways, it was really funny, actually. But there was this guy in it, the janitor. And he was this tall, lanky guy. His arms looked like they were, like, 5 feet long. And his legs were, like... And that's how he was naturally built. And in the credits, he was credited as The Stick. And the only movie he was ever in was that.
Uh-huh.
But there was this whole thing online about this guy and people trying to, like, find him and, like, figure out who he was. And, like, somebody wanted to make a documentary because he was in, like, some, like, other movies in the background and stuff. And he was always noticeable because his
but
arms...
But he was uncredited?
He was just this lanky, tall, nerdy-looking guy. No, he was credited. He was the janitor.
No, I'm saying in the movies that he was in the background, he was
uncredited.
Oh, yeah.
I think maybe he had been in a few other movies, but he was a stand-up comedian, too.
Weird.
And his name was The Stick.
That's really weird.
And, yeah, it's a very...
Well, that's the thing is, that's funny, is, like, anything in obscurity, the internet is just, like, the great, you know,
I thought I had connector. Bookmarked it, but I guess I didn't.
That's why I want to know how many people in the 90s were, like, had watched this, and then as adults were, like, this is just this weird thing that they saw when they were little. And then you Google it, and it's like, where's that guy now?
Well,
what's he doing?
The movie
we
watched was Student Bodies. It was a
with the stick.
Horror parody movie. I thought it was really funny. Yeah, and it was his nickname was The Stick. It was given to him later on in his life for obvious reasons, him being very tall and a little over 100 pounds, skinny to the point of stick-like. But yeah, he was like 6'4", and his arms were really long. Like long, they went down to like his knees. It looked like, he was like a weird-looking guy, and he was like, whoa! He was like, he did like a bunch of weird things with his
that
arms
wacky
in the movie.
Wiggling guy?
And he was just like a weird... But there's, like, a whole bunch of online stuff about this guy. His name was Melvert the Janitor in Student Bodies.
Melvert.
Yeah, Melvert the Janitor. But, yeah, the Paperboy was ridiculous. I can't wait to like this page from Mark Marutt. Seems very...
Yeah, like, how do you think... I just always wonder how it feels sometimes to be pulled out of, like, obscurity and, like, with the internet and everything, having people... come to you now as an adult and be, or like years later and be like, this thing you did forever ago that you really wish you'd forgotten about, like,
yeah, look, there he is.
Wipe it off the face of the earth.
80 likes.
Whoa. Ooh.
Look at that.
Wait, what's this?
81.
Whoa. Overcompensating.
He looks the same.
He does look the same.
Yeah, he looks pretty cool.
And he totally
his
looks...
His hair looks the same.
He looks familiar.
Well, we did just watch him in a movie.
No, but I mean, like, as an adult, he looks like he's been in things I've
There's
seen.
There's a little video he did.
Storage closet. Hee hee hee. Is that what it says?
Is that what he's up to?
That's what
the... Oh, wait, at first I saw your picture on here. I thought maybe you were already at, like, the page.
I'm way ahead of you, man.
You already... Yeah, Mark is on a roll on Facebook, on his fan page.
Some tricks.
Just curious, do you think there's a Paperboy reference in here? Some Weezer music video.
Daylight savings time. I'm trying not to lose sleep over it. This is really... Wait.
There's him as a young boy transitioning. My God, Facebook frustrates me. I don't know, he just has like...
Oh, it's like an anamorph.
He joined Facebook on March 9th, 2012.
Whoa.
Canada's a little behind the
times. I was going to say.
Well, maybe he doesn't live in Canada anymore. Who knows?
There
we go.
Contact info.
Yeah, we should contact him and tell him. I'm gonna send him a message on here that we did this movie on the, for the podcast and give
there
him.
There you go.
He should like it, despite all the.
Maybe he'll send us an email back or something, and we could read it on here.
It's like you guys are assholes.
No, I enjoyed it for the most part. Well, I don't think it was that terrible of a movie.
Oh, I mean, like I remember
it was what
from...
it was. I think his performance as a creepy little kid was awesome.
Yeah,
he played a creepy little kid.
No, he totally
well.
Hit it on the head because if I remember this, like I saw this probably in passing, like. In my childhood once. And the second you showed me the thing, I was like, no, I've totally seen that.
It happens every now and then. There was recently somebody at work was like, did you ever see that movie with the hunchback that... And I don't know what else they would say, but I literally said at the same time they did, that goes to college. And I was like, yes, I can't believe you've seen this movie. I saw this when I was younger, and it's the weirdest movie.
What is that?
And it's called Big Man on Campus. Remember I showed you the poster for it? It's like this hunchback guy, and he lives up in the bell tower at UCLA. And he goes to school, and it's the comedy.
Didn't you say it took place at UCLA, but it was filmed at USC?
Yeah. Which is weird. Like, but yeah, and his name was Bob Abalagalagalagalagaluga or something. Yeah.
What the fuck?
We'll have to try to find this. Yeah, if you pull it off. Movie. It's, I'll show it to you after this is over. It's just... but I remember watching this on like HBO or something as a kid. This movie, stupid fucking movie about this hunchback that goes to college.
I might have seen it. I mean, there's so tons of stuff. Like in the 90s, I feel like my parents were like, whatever, TV,
I remember one that was like a dinosaur and it like teamed up with some girl. There was Theodore Rex too, if anybody remembers that. Whoopi Goldberg.
Whoopi. And a T-Rex. Totally.
There was another one with a T-Rex too and it teamed up with somebody. I remember watching that in USA Up All Night. I feel like I watched so many shit-tastic movies on there that... probably ruined my childhood.
Whoa. Look what it did now.
Yeah,
look what
it amplified your life, obviously.
You're obsessed with them.
I am obsessed with people, reason it's probably due to part in USA Up All Night, where I was introduced to Troma and every other crappy B-movie at the time. But anything else to say about The Paperboy or Mark Murrah and his amazing Facebook page?
I'm good.
Well, to keep in the spirit of the season, that is the October and Halloween... we're each going to pick a horror movie from here on out to go back to. Maybe we'll go back to some comedy like The Hunchback or some action after this. But we'll go on like a horror stint for a while. And I've chosen for my pick Halloween 3 Season of the Witch. It's supposed to be one of the worst movies ever. It's just hated by so many basically because Michael Myers wasn't in it. They were trying to do a... anthology thing, and people just shit all over it. Says a large Halloween mask making company has plans to kill millions of American children with something sinister hidden in Halloween masks. Yeah, I don't.
Sounds delightful.
Yeah, I've literally never seen this movie. It's odd that I haven't seen this movie, but it doesn't even have anybody familiar in it. At least I don't know.
It'll be great.
Yeah, it should be pretty amazing. It's it made a shit ton of money.
That's really weird.
I think because it was Halloween 3 and maybe people didn't know because it was only made the budget was $2.5 million and it made $14 million.
That's not bad.
So it definitely made its money back. But yeah, this is renowned, hated, and the one user review on IMDb. And never mind, this one says it's good. Underrated film, a very moody and atmospheric. Never mind, I thought this was gonna be
forget it.
That people, but I just know that most people fucking hate this movie. They were so disappointed in it, and it's just renowned as one of the worst movies ever.
Well, I'm excited to watch that.
Yeah, Halloween 3, Season of the Witch for next week. You can find it on Amazon Instant Video. You can rent it on there. I don't know how much it is on there, or if you have Prime or whatever it is where you can watch it.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably free on there, I would assume. Or you can find other means of getting it. It is on Blu-ray now. In the past year, it's been released on Blu-ray. So you can watch it in full 1080p glory.
Well, it's shitty glory.
1080p, 1980.
1980 glory of Halloween 3 Season of the Witch. So for B-Movie Breakdown, I'm Corey.
I'm Gina.
I'm Ryan.
And see you next week.
It's the best of the worst.